Excuse me, are you waiting for Rocky? Typical. He's never around when you need him. Someone probably dropped a sandwich. That's him. Gone. Always thinking of his stomach. So, you are expecting a tour of the tower, are you? Well, I'm by far the best person for that job. My name's Gwilym. You could see a picture of me on your screen. I've been at the tower longer than any of the others. I'm what you might call the senior raven. I'm delighted to welcome you to the palace. But I must warn you that this can be a dangerous place to be. Let me explain. How did you arrive here today? By tube? Bus, perhaps? Well, look at this great archway here. This is how many of the important visitors arrived at the tower for most of its history. How do you think they got here? Not by road, not by tube. Listen, I'll give you a clue. Yes, by boat. This was a water gate. It opened directly onto the River Thames, and visitors would come in through the gates in their boats, then get off and come up the steps you can see in the middle there. It was built by Edward I in the 13th century, so he could moor his royal barge underneath the medieval palace. So it was more of a private entrance to the tower. So, why was this particularly dangerous? Well, apart from it being actually quite risky trying to navigate along the River Thames and into the Watergate, the tower is a fortress, and the Watergate was also designed to defend against unwelcome visitors. You see those narrow slits in the walls, like long cross shapes? Any idea what those are? I'll show you. Can you see, to the right of where we're standing, a little doorway? Go and look inside. Found it? That's an archer, waiting to let off arrows through these arrow loops at anyone who tries to get into the tower uninvited. But that wasn't the only danger. It could be even worse once you got inside. Go back and look at Traitor's Gate. It got that name after so many prisoners were brought into the tower during Tudor times. Over 100, in fact. They were accused of being traitors, which means plotting against their king or queen. I don't like to say anything against their majesties, but the Tudors really did, I'm sorry to say, have a very nasty habit of locking people up, often members of their own family. For example, one of the most famous prisoners to come through the gate, Anne Boleyn, was imprisoned by her husband, Henry VIII. She was the mother of Princess Elizabeth, who later became Queen Elizabeth I, who was locked up by her own sister, Mary I, who also locked up...
Oi! Gwilym, that's my visitor. What are you doing interfering with my tour?
I was merely extending the courtesy of the tower to our guests, since someone so rudely abandoned them.
Yeah, whatever. You can hop off now. Rocky's back.
Very well. I'm sure I have more important duties to be attending to anyway.
Right, back to Rocky's revolting tour of the tower. So, the worst Tudor of the lot was, of course... Yes, the big man himself. He's on your screen now, Henry VIII. Six wives to vouch for his nasty habits. He had two out of the six killed here in the tower. I'll show you where later on. Shh, quiet. Here he comes now, walking along the pavement towards us with his new queen, Anne Boleyn. She's wife number two. You can see her on your screen. It sounds like they're inspecting the improvements he's made to the tower.
Well, does my little Annie Wanny like her new palace then?
Oh, it's quite nice, Henny Wenny. So, What have you done with those rooms up there, above the water gate? They definitely needed work.
St. Thomas's Tower, sweetie pops. We've had a complete refurbishment. All that woodwork's new, and the rooms are all furnished in the latest style. Would my little poppity-poos like to go up and see?
No. I think I'll go back and have a look at those new tapestries in my private rooms. I wasn't at all sure there was enough gold thread on them. We do want everything perfect for my coronation, don't we, Henny Poos?
She shall have whatever she wants. Nothing is too good for my beautiful, gorgeous, delectable new wifey poos and queenie poos.
Past the sick bag. When I said this was going to be a revolting tour, I didn't mean revolting soppy. Still, it was a good thing she did have her private rooms at the tower decorated for her coronation in 1533. It meant they were all nice for her when she stayed in them again 3 years later for her execution. Anyway, we must be moving on to our next stop. But before we go, just have a quick glance at the tower opposite us. The Bloody Tower. Great name. Can you see the metal grid with the sharp points? That's called a portcullis. What do you think it's for? Have a think about it. You'll be seeing that again later on from inside the Bloody Tower. But for now, turn back so you've got the Bloody Tower on your left and Traitor's Gate on your right. Walk on under the arch ahead of you until you see a polar bear on your left. The one on your screen now. Press play when you get there.